Art de Parfum launch sabotage. Art de Parfum sabotage fragrance is described as a bold, self-ironic citrus floral scent. It offers a rich olfactory experience with notes of Negroni, bitter orange, red mandarin, mountain herbs, tuberose, creamy woods, and white musk. If one recalls an occurrence from the past, it is often advised not to repeat it when it resurfaces. Thus, I approach this fragrance with caution. During my youth, dear reader, indulging in Negronis was not part of my repertoire. Instead, my Friday nights were spent at the local park, sipping on a lone Alcopop graciously purchased by someone's sympathetic elder sibling. Alternatively, we clandestinely shared warm bottles of Archer's and lemonade at the rear of a car park, long before COVID and basic hygiene occupied our thoughts. Growing up in the semi-urban landscape of Yorkshire had its unique charm. While Negronis may have held significance for others in the 1990s, they held no place in my personal experiences. Even though it may seem unrelated, I can only envision a fragrance from that era evoking memories of regrettable choices, dreadful Saturday night television, and white musk. Nonetheless, a part of me was undeniably intrigued by the prospect of a fresh interpretation of the 1990s in scent. Fortunately, Art de Parfum's recollection of the 1990s seems to be a more sophisticated affair than my own, as Sabotage exudes playfulness and charm without any trace of remorse. Surprisingly, it also avoids any sense of being outdated. According to Ruta Degatite, the brand's owner, Sabotage is her audacious masterpiece that fearlessly pushes the boundaries of fragrance. Each spritz whispers tales of secret encounters and mischievous endeavors. Embracing your inner rebel is truly delightful as the symphony of scents carries you away. Indeed, mischief aptly characterizes Sabotage, which may subtly allude to the Beastie Boys' 1994 hit of the same name, although the brand refrains from confirming it explicitly. The fragrance bursts forth with a refreshing blend of citrus and mint, enveloping the wearer in a translucent aura with just a few sprays. The mint imparts a cool sensation, while the citrus evokes warmth and sun-drenched summer days. The citrus notes possess a pronounced tartness, led by the vibrant pink grapefruit and bitter orange, followed closely by the sharp tang of rhubarb, which prominently emerges during the initial stages of wear. Sabotage's opening is zesty and focused, the kind of fragrance that puckers the mouth with its sharpness. I can certainly detect hints of Negronis here, owing to its inherent astringent sourness. A green quality gradually emerges, occasionally carrying a slightly oily sensation. It evokes images of thick, rubbery rhubarb leaves and gains additional strength from the subtle presence of petite grain, faintly reminiscent of gasoline in the background. The fragrance itself doesn't smell like gasoline. It's more akin to accidentally spilling a drop on yourself and then peeling citrus fruits, with lingering subtle traces. Sabotage springs forth from the skin, exuberantly diffusive, bold yet not overpowering. Perhaps it's because a fleet of familiar citrus notes propels away from the body? I don't immediately discern much tuberose, but there is a subtle intoxication lingering in the fragrance's depths that might be responsible. It's akin to sipping an Alcopop under the sun, feeling a slight dizziness as you tap your feet to the rhythm of a song playing on a car stereo. A herbal thread begins to reveal itself. Has someone walked past on the other side of the park, smoking a joint, perhaps? Or could it be something more innocent like a cough drop or an herbal mouthwash? It's challenging to discern, but this aspect further enhances and intensifies the citrus presence. If one were to recline on the grass and immerse oneself in the scent, it would feel as though they were swirling in a cloud of luscious citrus and verdant herbal notes. As time passes, the fragrance takes on a slightly drier quality, with the prominence of mossy notes and white musk. Curiously, this combination was a prevalent feature of life in 1990s Yorkshire, where white musk from the body shop was a staple among adolescent girls. There's a subtle resinous aspect that contributes to the fragrance's youthful and carefree aura. The sense of excitement and vitality that Sabotage emanates is palpable. It's an electrifying scent, full of zest and vigor. It captivates your attention without being harsh. Personally, I haven't adored all of Art de Parfum's fragrances, but I must admit that Sabotage is one of their most impressive offerings to date. Citrus scents are timeless, and wearing Sabotage during the current heatwave in the UK has been an absolute pleasure. If you desire a refreshing, cool, and revitalizing sensation, look no further than this fragrance. It's the type of scent that could impress your younger relatives or friends, although you should be cautious they don't fall in love with it and snatch it away, or rejuvenate you on the hottest of days, even in the workplace. With its invigorating, energetic, and exuberant character, there's much to appreciate about a fragrance like this, which exudes natural confidence and crispness. So spritz it all over, relax in a deck chair with some 1990s hits playing on your speakers, sip your Alka-Pop, or perhaps a Negroni, if you want to feign adulthood, and relish in the distinctly nostalgic and enjoyable aroma. Sabotage is now available for £125 minus €145 minus $155. Art de Parfum Launch Sabotage. 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 Google Home.